Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. Now, I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 14, and we continue our study on the subject dealing with stress, anxiety, fear, and worry. I pointed out to you on the broadcast yesterday from Philippians chapter number 4 that in order to conquer fear, anxiety, and worry, there must be four things. Number one, there must be a consciousness of God's presence. The Lord is at hand. Number two, I pointed out in verse number 6, there must be a commitment to God's plan. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I pointed out to you that though we cannot thank God maybe for everything, we can thank Him in everything. We can thank Him that though it is out of our control, it's not out of His control. Though it is beyond our understanding, it's not beyond His understanding. And we can thank Him that even though we do not know what's happening in our life, He knows. And though we cannot do anything about it, He can. And we can thank Him. We can commit ourselves to His plan for our life. So there must be a consciousness of His presence. There must be a commitment to God's plan. And then thirdly, there must be a communing with God in prayer. And I said to you, that simply means a rending of your heart, a pouring out of your soul before God. Then there must be a releasing of your emotions. You can cry on Him. You can cast all of your care upon Him and know that He cares for you. Then there must be a resigning of our will. We will never know the peace of God as long as we are stubborn and self-willed. We must be willing to surrender our will to the will of God. Then, when there is that consciousness of God's presence, there's a commitment to God's plan, there is a communing with God in prayer, there will be the conquering of God's peace. The Bible said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God will conquer your problems when you are aware of God's presence, when you make that commitment to God's plan, and when you commune with God in prayer. God will take charge of the situation. You get it out of your hands into His hands, and He will handle it in a way that will be pleasing unto His own self and be a blessing unto you. Now then, we come today to John chapter number 14, and I really feel led of the Lord that I should take the time and deal with these situations while I'm here and be a blessing and a help to those of you who listen. And I trust God is speaking to hearts through His Word, and it would be such a blessing to hear from you and know that God's using this series to be a blessing. You can write me at the address given at the end of the broadcast today. But notice in the book of John chapter number 14, the Bible said in verse number 1, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's reading from John chapter 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. I said on a previous broadcast, this scripture is usually only used in a time of a funeral or the passing of a loved one. But I want to say to you, this chapter is not for the dying. It's for the living. It is for the hurting. You see, when you see the setting of this chapter, then it will help you to understand God's working and God's provision in your time of distress and trouble, anxiety, and fear. Let's back up for just a moment and see where we're at in the scriptures. In chapter number 13, our Lord has met in the upper room with his disciples. And you remember, he is beginning his final day before his crucifixion, his final journey. And he's talking to his disciples. He tells them in chapter number 13, three startling, heart-rending announcements. Number one, he tells them in verse number 20 through verse number 30 that one of them will be dishonest. One of them will betray him. And of course, you and I know that it was Judas Iscariot. Here the disciples, 12 of them, had been with our Lord for 3 years or a little more. And they've had what appears to be almost perfect unity. They have worked together. They've saw God do things together. They've been involved in the ministry together. And now then our Lord makes this startling announcement. One of you will betray me. And they begin to ask the question, is it I? Is it I? One of them finally says to John to ask him who it is. And they discovered then that it would be Judas Iscariot. And this is a startling announcement to them because they did not recognize him to be a traitor and to be of the wicked one. But then you come on down in verse number 36 through verse number 38. He announces to Simon Peter that he is going to deny him. He not only tells him that Judas Iscariot is going to be dishonest and betray him, but Simon Peter is going to deny him. Now, in the eyes of the people, they almost look at these things as incredible. Could this really be happening to us? And then, if that's not enough, in verse number 31 through verse number 33, our Lord tells those startled disciples that I'm going to leave you. You see, they had never recognized the church dispensation. These disciples only recognized Christ as the king, and the kingdom gospel was being preached. And they looked at it as though he would set up the kingdom, restore the kingdom again to the nation of Israel, and they would set up on thrones with him, having a place in the government of his kingdom. But now then, in chapter number 13 and in verse number 31, listen to these verses of scripture. He said in verse number 31, therefore when he was going out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you. He's saying to them, I'm going somewhere, and you cannot go with me right now. So there you have three heart-rending announcements. One of you is going to be dishonest and betray me. One of you is going to deny me, and I'm going somewhere that you cannot come. Now, again, let me set the setting. For 3 years, they have walked with him. They have watched him and observed him in the ministry. They've saw him open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, heal the sick, touch the cripple, make them whole again. And they've had great unity and no doubt great fellowship for 3 years. But all of a sudden, it's like three bombshells exploding in chapter number 13. One of you is going to be dishonest and betray me. One of you is going to deny that you know me. And I'm going to leave you. And where I am, you cannot come. Now, right in the middle of that conversation, he turns to them and said, let not your heart be troubled. It's almost like you want to respond, say what? In the midst of these announcements and the situation that you have just placed us in? You see, 1 hour before this, they were enjoying fellowship and communion. And then just suddenly, these three bombshells exploded in their face. And the same Lord that dropped these bombshells said to them, let not your heart be troubled. And then in chapter number 14, he gives several things that I simply would title them, the sure cure for a troubled or broken heart. They also are the cure for anxiety and worry. They're a present help in the time of need in the life of a Christian. I want you to notice in John chapter 14 and verse number 1, he reminds them that they should not be of a troubled heart because of a power that is sovereign. He said in verse number 14, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now what he's saying is, it was God that has brought you to this point. And God is not forsaking you. You believe in God. You believe he has all power. You believe he is in control. Go ahead, even though you do not understand and you cannot see your way through what you're facing, go ahead and rest upon him by faith. Ye believe in God. May I say to you who have a troubled heart today, and to you who are facing worry and anxiety and fear, do you believe in God? If you do, then you know there is no situation that happens to you without God's permission. The devil cannot do anything in your life or bring anything in your life without, first of all, God's permission. There is a power that is sovereign. What I'm saying is, God is on the throne even at this moment of your life. Let me illustrate by this experience that just comes to my mind. I am called upon rather often to help conduct a funeral. And I meet at the funeral home with a family who is bereaved and heartbroken. And one of my favorite ways, and it's my own personal way of opening a prayer when I'm praying with those that are bereaved, I bow my head and say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you in prayer. And dear Lord, I want to thank you that in this hour, you are still our Father. You're still God. You're still on the throne. And you know exactly what's going on in my life and in the life of this family. And I pray to God as my Father. And he fathers me. And he fathers them in the time of their comfort. Could I say to you today, friend, if you're saved, you're not an orphan. If you're saved, you're not alone. There is a power that is sovereign. There's a person that is sovereign. You believe in God. Commit yourself to him and then commit your problem to him. And he will take care of the problem that is there in your life. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.